Now, the Australian Open, all eyes are on what's going on there. And this is a huge exclusive, world exclusive. We are crossing live to hotel quarantine. All the players have banded together to come on the show. They finally want to have their voice and be heard. And we're joined now by Nick Kyrgios. Nick, welcome back to the show.
I mean, what's going on, bros? It's mad to be here. I just woke up, so, like, go easy, all right, huh?
Nick, well, we will go easy, but you haven't gone easy on yourself. I mean, the last few weeks, you've been taking on Djokovic, and he's now clapping back at you. Have you picked enough fights lately, do you think?
To be honest, bro, like, I just use it to fuel my fire, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even train. I don't even like tennis, bro. I don't even play tennis, bro, to be honest. Like, it's actually ridiculous, you know what I mean? Like, to be honest, anything that keeps me away from playing a competitive match is sick. That's why I'm doing this segment. They wanted me to train this morning. Yuck. Like, imagine being one of the world's most elite athletes and having to train. Like, no, bro. Come on, bro.
Mate, well done. I've been watching you play COD live, and you're so much better at COD than tennis.
Yeah, I know, bro. You know what, man? Like, Brendan, like, we should actually get on the sticks, man. Like, get a controller, bro.
I know, I've been adding you, but you haven't added me back. I've been trying.
Yeah, I know, bro. Like, usually, like, I don't hang out with peasants and stuff, but, like, to you, you know what? Like, I'll make an exception, bro.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. I appreciate it, bro.
Kyrgios, do you enjoy playing COD because there's even more people to yell at and blame on what you've done?
Yeah, you know what, Nick? Like, it's just, like, one of those things, man. Like, I like breaking things, and, like, I can't tell you how many tennis rackets I've broken, but I also can't tell you how many controllers I've broken, bro. Like, I've lost that many, bro. Like, seriously, bro. Like, you think, like, the officials cop it? Like, if you're playing COD with me, bro, like, my mates cop it, bro. Like, I'm serious.
Now, Nick Kyrgios, it's great to speak to you, and I know things are a bit frosty, but would you mind handing the phone to...
Yeah, we'll go to Bernard Tomic because he's carrying his bags because he's been... Obviously, he hasn't qualified and he's in retirement. He's got to have something to do. He might even be making their breakfast because he doesn't have a job anymore. You there, Bernard?
Yeah, I'll go grab it. Bernie. You know, very good to be here, and hello, 30 Bucks, Brendan Pahola and Nick Cody, and very happy to be here, and yes, my name is Bernard Tomic.
Bernard, it's great to speak to you. How's your girlfriend going? Chaos she started over washing her hair a few weeks ago, has she recovered?
I mean, it's just a disgrace that in the hotel we couldn't get the Pantene Pro V. You know, we needed the right shampoo for the job, and they couldn't provide. So to me, makes me sick. You know, makes me sick. I'm a professional tennis player, one of the best in the world, and my girlfriend, my pet girlfriend, she couldn't even get the hair. You know, the hair, the product for the hair. So yeah, makes me very, very upset.
Well, thanks, Bernie. You've got nothing to do for the next 2 weeks, so thanks for joining us. Mate, have you got your mate, the anti-masker, Novak Djokovic? Is he around?
Well, you'll know I am always here, and it's what an honor it is for you to be in my presence, and you must be elated, I know. It's okay, it will subside. It will subside.
Novak, did you feel, like, when you sent that, remember you sent that open letter to our government and telling us how we should run the Australian Open, did you sort of regret that afterwards? Have you copped a fair bit of flack?
Well, you know what, Fifi, it's very strange. People sometimes tend to think my head resembles that of a member you would find in a commoner's trousers, which is strange because I always treat proletariat bumpkins with the utmost aloofness, you know, and... I've always been nice to all of you, have I not? You know?
Yeah.
So I don't understand, you know, it's a strange thing. I don't know why people paint me out to be the villain. I'm just an unbelievable tennis player who's trying to win back-to-back majors here, you know?
Mate, if you win this tournament, where do you plan on having a party where everybody will spread COVID to one another like you did overseas?
Well, Nick, you know me, all I need is a karaoke machine and it's smooth sailing, so... anywhere I can get the karaoke machine. I've heard Revolver is a very loose club here in Melbourne, so I think I might have to go to Rev and hit some forehands and some backhands in the bowels of the nightclub, if you know.
Well, Novak,
good luck, Novak.
To catch up with you. Have you got Rafa handy? Can we speak to Rafa?
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Very happy to be here. What
what are you guys doing? You guys are very, very cheeky. I like all of you very much.
Yeah, we're just doing a radio show, Rafa, and I'm a bit like you. I've been carrying the team. My back's sore. How's your back going?
Well, you know my back very sore. I've won now 13 Roland Garros titles, and it's not a bad ever for me. But my next goal is to win 1,000 Roland Garros titles. I that by the year 2020, I'm going to have amassed almost as much prize money as Brendan Favola makes monthly.
Yeah, true. You'd be wrapped at your biggest rival, Roger, hasn't made his way down under, and you're a chance to eclipse and be the number one winner of Grand Slams. The 21, is that right?
Yes, you know what, Brendan is unbelievable. I just want to try to be the best ever, but I cannot tell Roger that because obviously I have a lot of respect for Roger, but if it's just me and you having this conversation, I gotta chop him.
Rafa, just quickly, we have to go because we're about to give away $100,000, but just before that, is Andy Murray around just to quickly say hi?
One second.
Yeah, I mean, my name's Andy Murray, yeah.
Mate, how's the injury going, Andy? You've pulled out.
Despite recently testing positive to COVID, it's the best the body's felt. It's been tough for me, but I'm watching from afar and just making sure that... I'm sorry, guys, I'm a little bit upset.